Toyota is turning the truck world upside down. With a new generation Toyota 4x4. An all-new truck designed to give you more room and more comfort. Yet tough enough and rugged enough to take on anything it can put its four wheels on. The 1984 Toyota 4x4s. Now an even tougher act to follow.
Rejoice ye in that day and leap for joy. And lest you think he's just saying figuratively, he says, no, leap for joy. Leap for joy. For behold, your reward is great in heaven, for in like manner did their father and the prophets. And you know, whenever I see this phrase, leap for joy, I always think of back in the 80s, that ad campaign for Toyota. You know, I love what you do for me, Toyota. And then they like, you know what I'm talking about? They'd freeze the guy. Who knows what I'm talking about? But you want to know what's funny? I actually kind of did love what Toyota did for me, but Toyota actually hates me personally, turns out. There was an article in the London Times a few years ago about how Toyota pulled all their advertising off of YouTube because they said in the article that their ads ran on a Steven Anderson video. What? And so Toyota said, we don't want our ads running on Steven Anderson's videos. And so they literally pulled all advertising from YouTube. It was an article. I have the article clipping in my office somewhere. So that's why I'm driving a Ford now, amen? But I used to have a Toyota. But you know what? Here's the thing. But when Toyota persecutes me, if Toyota says, hey, we're going to pull all our advertising, and guess what that resulted in? Toyota and other companies pulled their advertising from YouTube because of moi and others. And then guess what now YouTube did? YouTube deleted my channel. And you know what I still say? I love what you do for me, Toyota, because when I get persecuted, I'm going to leap for joy. So I still love what Toyota does for me, because Toyota earns me rewards in heaven. This message has been brought to you in part by Toyota. And just to be clear, I never run any ads on any of my videos. None of my videos have ever been monetized, but what it is other people upload my preaching and they monetize it. And I'm all for other people monetizing my preaching on their channel. It's just something that I don't do. You know, I don't run any ads and never have, but other people do. And I think it's great for people to upload my videos and run ads, especially because the way the algorithm works now, if you run ads on the videos, you get more views because YouTube makes more money. That's another story.